And Samantha, we got some very good news to do with Cadinia Park, and we thought we'd go to the chief, the head of Cadinia Park Stadium Trust, the chair, Stephen Goff, joins us on the line. Hello, Stephen. Thanks for your time.
Yes, thanks, Daryl. Thanks, Samantha. Pleased to do so.
Hi, Stephen. So I'm pretty proud of K Park being called Australia's premier regional stadium. So, and this new funding boost. Now, we always welcome funding boosts in Geelong. Tell us what this means for the stadium.
Well, I think you're right. It is Australia's best regional stadium. And I think the Trust and the trustees are very delighted to manage this project for Geelong and the wider community. And it'll enhance the ability of this stadium to attract other events, I'm sure. So I think it's all good news for Geelong and the wider community.
Now, you're relatively new in the role as Cadinia Park Stadium Trust Chair. Stephen, you took over in July this year?
Yes, it came in at the end of Michael Maloof's term. His term expired at the end of June. I took over 1 July, and it's been a pretty exciting ride in the short time.
Well, this is it. And for people who don't know your background, where have you come from?
Well, the last, for 17 years, I was the CEO of the Melbourne Cricket Club, and which managed the Melbourne Cricket Ground. Prior to that, I was at Carlton Football Club for about 18 years, the last six as CEO. And way back, I think 5 years ago, I sat on the steering committee that looked at the formation of the Trust. So I have a reasonable knowledge of Cadinia Park.
Yep, it sounds like you're the man for the job, which is great. I mean, this year, with the whole COVID-19 thing has thrown a spanner in the works, we should have been seeing some crowds there. This will turn it into a 40,000 seat stadium now, which is going to be great for the football club, which is a tenant there. But what does it mean for the community when we look at events that we can attract here?
Well, I think the capacity will be 40,000. It'll be a combination of standing and seating. But you're right in saying it'll benefit the footy club, but it also will be great for other events, whether it be cricket, whether it be the Festival of Sport, whether it be other community events. And obviously COVID-19 throws a bit of a spanner in the works, but we'll get back into the event attraction business shortly.
And you know what? When we look at Geelong, we often bring major events down the waterfront, but Cadinia Park, the precinct there, has seen some pretty major events. Like my favourite, I love the Festival of Sport. I come along to the cricket. Actually, with your background in the cricket and then with your new role, I'm just playing a little bit of matchmaker here. Why don't we call the cricket team, the Renegades, the Geelong Renegades, and make K Park their home ground?
Well, I think it's an exciting concept when you look at part of this development, we'll see a new cricket hub. So, again, as a centre for cricket, we'll have an indoor centre, we'll have an enhancement to the existing hub. So it will become very, very good for cricket in whatever form. And it'd be lovely to see cricket back here as part of the event attraction business.
Well, there was talk about a cricket team for Geelong, so that could possibly happen, particularly with the facilities there, because of all the other upgrades, there's some great facilities at this stadium, and realistically, it's in line with stadiums in other capital cities in this country, isn't it?
Oh, yes. I think the facilities for cricket, first-class cricket, would be excellent, and you're right, it will put us on a footing where we could host first-class cricket, because the facilities will meet all the standards required by the international and national body. So we will be in great shape to make Geelong a real hub for activity, particularly cricket, I think.
And you know what? I think that this has a wider impact in the community. The more people we can attract, the more events we can attract, the more we can fill up that stadium, the local community businesses get a boost in itself. So whilst there is a funding boost for the stadium, I think it's a big win overall for Geelong.
I agree, Samantha, that you'll get obviously the benefit of construction and all that brings. You'll get the, as you say, the long-term benefit from the increased ability to host and attract more people. And I think it is a very valuable regional hub, and the population increase down this area is making it, I think, even more attractive.
Well, speaking of that, Stephen, you've added to the population increase down here at the moment because you've got a place down in Bowen Heads. Today is a perfect day to be down at the Heads, isn't it?
Well, I think that we made a decision to come down about 7 months ago. It's been the best decision we've made.
Oh, I bet. You know,
relative freedom, great ability to get around the coastline, walking, playing golf, enjoying the good weather. So, yes, it's been brilliant. And today is another one of those great days down on the coast.
Well, Stephen Goff, the Kardinia Park Stadium Trust Chair, we welcome you to our region and we look forward to, well, all that's to come with Kardinia Park, because a lot of people do say, oh, well, it's only for footy, but this actually opens it up to a myriad of other uses, and we'll see that going forward, and that'll be fantastic for our region. So good job and continue on with it. And we'll catch up with you again maybe as things progress a little bit later on this year. Or next year.
Happy to do so. And thank you, Daryl and Samantha. Happy to talk to you anytime.
All right. Stephen Goff, who's the Kardinia Park Stadium Trust Chair.